Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Kirill Klip, Executive Chairman of TNR Gold. Kirill, very good to speak with you again. McEwen Copper has announced positive results from the feasibility study for the Los Azules copper project in Argentina, and it confirms an economically robust copper project and also a leading ESG performance.
Yes, Stephen. Good afternoon. Thank you for having us today. We are building the Green Energy Metals Royalty and Gold Company, and as we discussed before, this year we are graduating from project generation company into the cash flow royalty generating company. Ganfeng Lithium put Mariana Lithium into production in February, and now Rob McEwen delivered us another very big reason for celebration. The feasibility study confirms that Los Azules project is a low cost, long life, high purity copper cathode producer with a very strong economic data and sustainability.
Take us through some of the study highlights, because I see that they point out that it's a significant mineral resource with further scope for growth.
Yes. Now Rob McEwen is talking about increasing amount of production in first 5 years to over 200,000 tons of copper, and then over 21 years of life of mine, over 148,000 tons of copper annually. And very important to mention here is that the cash cost is $1.71 per pound, and all-in sustained cost is just $2.11 per pound. And here we should mention that copper price taken into account is $4.25 per pound here. And talking about mineral resource, we should also mention that four large porphyry targets are there on the property, and it could be drilled next.
It's also being designed for a low impact environmentally, so really ticking that ESG box at the same time.
Yes, exactly. And here coming to the size of this giant project, because it's among the 10 largest projects in the world. So now we are talking already about proven and probable reserves of 10.2 billion pounds of copper. And also, I have to talk about resources in measured and indicated category. Now we have 5.4 billion pounds of copper, and in inferred category, 20 billion pounds of copper. And with this giant copper mine, Rob McEwen is aiming to make its footprint as small as possible. And here we are talking about very strong sustainability parameters here. So this project will be using, for example, less than 70% compared to normal copper projects, because it will be producing copper LBMA plate.
Talk to us about the financing, construction, and also potential partners to build. As we've already discussed before, the IFC potentially leading the debt financing for the project.
Yes, Rob McEwen team already lining up everything in order to make a production construction decision. And like we discussed last week with you, IFC signed a collaboration agreement with McEwen Copper, and now we can talk about potential participation of IFC in equity financing, and also they could become a lead lender in the project. Very important announcement was issued literally just a few days before release of this feasibility study. Los Azules was accepted into Argentina Large Investment Incentive Program, which allows significant reduction in taxes, free hard currency control, regulation flow, and smooth transition of goods. And very important from this feasibility, which we are still studying, we can see more details about potential partners already. So YPF is a large power producer in Argentina, is going to construct the line in order to power Los Azules with renewable energy, and they are allocating to it more than $400 million, which are not in the cost of construction of mine. And Rob is talking now about ongoing commitments of proposals of up to 1.5 $1 billion already, with some economic expert agencies in Europe and producers of mining equipment, and it could be covering up to 80% of all mechanical costs on the projects already.
Carol, maybe just to finish off with, as we continue to see M&A activity among royalty companies, what does that tell you about the potential valuation of your NSR in Los Azules?
Yes, it's a very important issue for all our shareholders, Stephen. And we have quite a few headlines already that new industry players are coming into our relatively small royalty space, such as Tether is investing in a lot of gold royalty companies already and buying a lot of gold. And with all this excitement coming into the industry, we can see that valuations are getting higher, and we will see another consolidation, another wave of consolidation in our royalty industry. If you remember, before we discussed that Rob McEwen was estimating that potential valuation of his royalty on Los Azules could be as high as $100 million, based on a deal made by Cisco Gold in Ecuador with SolGold. And it gave us opportunity to dream about over than $30 million valuation just for Los Azules royalty, which belongs to TNR Gold. And now we can start talking that it could be very conservative, such as, for example, results from Fundamental Research Corporation recently increased our target price from 28 cents to 30 cents, and they're talking now that it could be as high as $10 million potential cash royalty revenue stream from this project. And we are still checking all the numbers, but now we can see that on estimated potential NSR cash flow, we can start talking about potential valuations for Los Azules over $50 million. So our team of TNR Gold already delivered this year 100+% increase in our share price, and now we are working on another milestone of another 100+ increase, hopefully, Stephen.
Carol, let's hope we'll be chatting when you get there. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for having us today. Have a great day.
And you, Carol Klipp, Executive Chairman of TNR Gold. The featured company.